हरे कृष्णा। भगवद गीता एसिटीज चैप्टर नंबर 6, ध्यान योगा टेक्स्ट नंबर 6। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। बंधुरात्मनस्तस्य येनात्मैव आत्मनज्जितः, आत्मनस्तु शत्रुत्वेन वर्तेत्मानैव शत्रुवम्। बन्धुरात्मनस्तस्य येनात्मैवात्मनस्जितहम्, आत्मनस्तु शत्रुत्वेन वर्तेत्मानैव शत्रुवम्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद, द फाउंडर आचार्य ऑफ इंटरनेशनल सोसाइटी फॉर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस, जय श्रील प्रभुपाद। फॉर हिम who has conquered the mind is the best of friend. But for one who has failed to do so, his mind will remain the greatest enemy. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Salakayam Saksharan Militam Mena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिनि। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाशातदेशतारिणी। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम वृतायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषये नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषये नमः। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्र रुद्रमरुदैस्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैं वेदैः साङ्खपदक्रम उपनिषद् गायन्ति यं सामगम् ध्यानावस्थितद्गदेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनं यशान्तं नाविदोऽसुरासुरगणा देवाय तस्मै नमः। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। नाउ वी आर इन चैप्टर 6 ध्यान योगम टेक्स्ट नंबर 6। सो एज वी आर डिस्कसिंग डेली वन अवतारास, सो वी हैव डिस्कस्ड सो फार, फर्स्ट वी हैव डिस्कस्ड द एम्पावर्ड इनकार्नेशन ऑफ द कुमारास, द सेकेंड वी हैव डिस्कस्ड अबाउट द वराह इनकार्नेशन, देन थर्ड वी हैव डिस्कस्ड अबाउट द इनकार्नेशन ऑफ Narada Muni, the empowered incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He appeared as a Narada Rishi to propagate the devotional service. So today we will discuss about the Naranarayana Rishi. So it is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, 3rd chapter. The 4th incarnation is mentioned as a Naranarayana Rishi. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he appeared as a Nara and Narayana Rishi in Badrikashrama. Even now also Nara Narayana Rishi, they are doing tapasya in Badrikashrama. So the purpose of the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a Nara and Narayana, because to teach the people in general how to control the senses. Just like Krishna explained Bhagavad Gita as a the instructions, that we can say it's a theoretical knowledge. So the Supreme Lord not only given the theoretical knowledge, and he practically, he himself, you know, he incarnated and he shown to people in general how we can do tapasya, how we can do the penance and austerity. So he himself is shown, just like Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is a Krishna himself. He appeared 500 years back in Navadvip Dham to teach the people how to practice devotional service. So just like for example, if the small children, if taking a knife and you know, if does not know how to utilize the knife properly, so it may prick the hand, it may cut the hand. So as an expert, the father, what they will do, they will teach the child, now you use this knife like this way, use this like this way, like this way, then you can become, you can use the knife properly. So similarly, we also does not know exactly how to utilize this body for the betterment of the devotional service. So that's why the Supreme Lord is very, very compassionate, and he appeared as a Naranarayana Rishi, and he is teaching how to control the senses. So generally, Srila Prabhupada explained in this one of the classes, this modern civilization teaches enjoy as much as possible by the senses. So if you see, even in school and wherever if you go, they are teaching you enjoy as much as possible by using the senses. But actually, Shastra explaining that we may try for 1,000 years also, but we never get satisfied if we engage in the senses. So it will never happen in the past, it will not happen present as well as in the future. So the senses means we always should understand that it will never get satisfied. Just like we earlier given the example of the, if you pour the ghee on the fire, the flame will increase, never it will extinguish. So similarly, when we try to enjoy the happiness by the senses, it will never get satisfied, it will always be unsatisfied. So that's why the Lord is teaching here how to control the senses. So then so we may misunderstand, we can become happy, but you know, we nowadays people are misunderstood. We can become happy, we can become happy. Now you try for one more year, next year, next year. After that, you know, after 5 years, we will become happy. Nowadays, if you say, many people are saying, after 20 years, our country will become like this, like this, like this, and we will go to the moon, and we will do. Sir, why not now? Why after 20 years? Because he will die. If he is alive, then you will ask, why you said 20 years back you will go to moon and you will live. And if he is living, you will ask definitely. So that's why he knows that he will not be living. So after 20 years, so he will boldly declare that, you know, we will go to the moon and so many things are there. In this way, they will promise it. But actually, it does never happen. So that's why the Lord teaches how we can control the senses. Once we control the senses, we become very, very happy. So the Lord performed severe austerity and severe penance. Just like, for example, Dhruva Maharaj, if you taken, Dhruva Maharaj also, he's only 6 years boy, small boy, 5-6 years, a small boy. And he went to the forest alone, and he did not take any food. Means first month he taken only the fruits, second month some grasses, and the third month some roots, and fourth month he taken some water, and fifth month he taken only the breath, air. Sixth month he did not taken anything. So simply he was doing a tapasya by the meditation. He was meditating upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. End of the 6th month, the Supreme Lord himself directly came to Dhruva Maharaj, because Dhruva Maharaj, he is not at all breathing, and he controlled the air in this world. Everybody started to become breathless. The world is started, you know, shaking. A small boy, he was doing a severe austerity and severe penance. He stopped breathing. So the world started shaking. Then immediately everybody approached, my Lord, you see this boy is doing so much of tapasya and the world is shaking, no breathing. So the Supreme Lord himself, he came to the Dhruva Maharaj, to meet Dhruva Maharaj end of the 6th month. So when we do the tapasya and austerities, then we can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. So that's why he Dhruva Maharaj saw the Lord face to face. So the penance is required in human life. Without the penance, without the any regulation, rules and regulation, laws, it's for only for the animals. Animals, there is no rules and regulation. Is there any rules and regulation for the animals? Is there any For example, if you go to the park and there are some rules and regulation is written in the park, what to do, what not to do. So if some animals comes, the animal will follow the rules and regulation. Definitely, the dog is not going to read this. I'm entering now park, so let me read before entering the park. Let me read the what are the rules and regulation mentioned, then let me follow. So the dog never follows like this way. So as a human being means there are some special. Human beings are durlabha manusa janma, very very rare. So some rules and regulation is required. So just like Srila Prabhupada gives example, if you are driving a car, if the red light is there, you have to stop the car. No, I will not follow any rules and regulation, I'll just go. Then what will happen? Either you may die or somebody will die. We'll go and hit somebody, somebody will die, or somebody will come and hit us, and we may die also. So similarly, this rules and regulation is very much needed. So just like, for example, if you take the food, what is the purpose of the taking food? And when we take the good food, and at least vegetarian or prasadam, then our duration of life will increase. So once the duration of life will increase if we take the good food. But nowadays now people you see they are taking anything and everything. Simply to satisfy the tongue. There is no control of the tongue. So what has happened? They are getting sickness, then they are suffering. So see, this is a very simple formula. If you are not following any rules and regulation, we are getting accident in the car. Similarly, if you are not following the rules and regulation, and if you are not controlling the tongue, if you eat and anything and everything, then we will suffer. So that is the way the Lord appeared as a Naranarayana Rishi to teach us how to control the senses. So then another example, Vishla Prabhupada gives a very amazing example from this camel. So if you see the camel, he like to eat the thorn. So when the camel eat this thorn, it will prick the tongue. So when it is pricking the tongue, the so much of blood will come. So this camel does not know that, you know, this blood is coming from my mouth only. So this camel also thinking, wow, very nice. This eating the thorn and it is pricking and blood is coming. So this thorn, this camel think that, wow, very nice food. So similarly, Srila Prabhupada compare this as there are many people, they engaged with the prostitute as well as they engage with so many unwanted sexual activities. So it is mentioned in the Shastra and the scientific claim, to one drop of this semen, it is required to produce 60 drop of blood is required to produce one drop of semen. So when these people are engaged with a prostitute or unwanted sexual activities, even though just like this camel is thinking I'm enjoying, but it is actually his own blood. So similarly, people are thinking they are enjoying, but when they engage with the sexual activities and so much of this semen is going waste. Once the semen is going waste, the body cannot resist. The resisting capacity will reduce. So once the reducing this resistant capacity is gone down, then the diseases will attack very much. Once the disease is attacked, then we are suffering. You see where we have started and where it is ending. So because of the uncontrolled sex, and the semen is lost. Once the semen is lost, then resisting capacity is lost. Once the resisting capacity is lost, disease is attacked. Once the disease is attacking, we suffer. Then the duration of his life is reducing. So that's why it is very much needed to control the senses, as a rules and regulation is needed for the smooth moving of the society. So similarly, our body also, we need to do the penance and austerities. So in this age of Kali, the penance and austerities like Naranarayana Rishi is very very difficult. So that's why Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he advised to chant the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When we chant the holy name of Krishna, then follow four regulative principles. What are those? No meat eating and no gambling, no illicit sex with a woman, and no intoxication. So when we follow this four regulative principle, and when we chant the holy name of Krishna, that is the greatest austerity and penance in this age of Kali Yuga. So when we do this, then all the senses will get controlled, then we can become very, very happy. So as a conclusion, what is the purpose of incarnation of the Naranara Rishi? And he teaches how to do this penance and austerity. So in this shloka, Krishna is explaining 6.6, how to control the mind. Yesterday Krishna, in previous shloka, Krishna explained that mind, we should use the mind to deliver, not to degrade. But here, person who is delivering, the mind can also become friend, at the same time the mind can also become the enemy. So in this shloka, Krishna explained, person who is conquering the mind, then mind will become very, very friend. If we are not conquering the mind, then it will become greatest of enemy. It will become best friend as well, best enemy also. Just like the main purpose of yoga practice is to control the mind. So that is the main purpose. So unless, if you are not controlling the mind in the yoga process, it is simply a show bottle only. It is a waste of time. So we may be thinking, I am doing a yoga, I am getting some benefit, but it is a temporary benefit. It is ultimately, there is no benefit, and as long as we are not controlling the mind in the yoga process. So just like, for example, if you are sleeping, for 8 hours, or 6 hours, or 7 hours, whatever, maybe or 1 hour. So, if you are sleeping without a dream, then the sleep will become very good, and the next day we will get the body will get the energy. For example, if you didn't sleep, for example, you are lying in the bed and you didn't sleep properly because so much of unwanted dreams comes and giving a lot of trouble, or while we are sleeping and somebody you know disturb us, so we will not sleep properly. So that time what will happen? The next day our body will become very, very tired. We will not be having any strength. Even though we are lying in the bed for 6 hours or 7 hours, but it is not giving so much of strength. So similarly, if you are doing a yoga practice, even though we may do for so many hours, and if you are not controlling the mind, it is just like a person who is sleeping without proper sleep. So then we need to control the mind. So how can we control the mind? Srila Prabhupada explained, we have to associate with the sadhus, associate with the devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why we should associate? Because when we associate with the sadhu, and the sadhu is having a perfect quality, perfect behavior, and he is not going to cheat, or he is not going to engage in the bad activities. He is engaging in the worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when we associate with the devotees of the Lord, then our mind think good things. Because we are associating with the good, our mind also think very, very good. Just like, for example, if you go to the temple, in the temple good activities are going on. So what will happen? The mind also will gradually think about the good activities. So when the mind is thinking about the good activities, then it will become the friend. Just like the morning, as soon as we wake up and we worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the evening also we worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this thought will happen once we associate with the devotees of the Supreme Lord. If you are not associating with the devotees of the Supreme Lord, or if you are not associating with the sadhu, if you are not associating with the good people, then what will happen? When we associate with the bad people, then what will happen? This mind will think very, very bad way. Just like, for example, if you are keep on associating with the person who is engaged in murdering, his job is only to murder or kidnap and steal. And if you also keep on, even we may be a very good person, if you go on associate with this kind of people, then gradually what will happen? Those things will come to our mind. Then our mind also will say, why not you also go along with him, and you also can murder them. If you murder, you will get a lot of money. You don't need to go to office and suffer. You see, for 10,000 rupees, you are going for 1 month, and you are struggling so much. No need all those things. You just, you know, go and steal something, and one year you can enjoy it. So in this way, the mind will dictators, because we associate with the bad. So that's why Shastra says we should associate with the devotees and the sadhu, and we should cut the attachment of the mind. Just like while we are cutting, we use the weapon, very strong weapon we take and cut it. So similarly, we also take the strong weapon to cut the attachment of the mind going in a bad way. So in this way, if we engage, then what will happen? The mind will be controlled, then it will become best friend. The another way how we can control, we need to study the Vedic literature like a Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Because in this literature, good instruction is there. When we read, the mind accept the good instruction, then what will happen? Our mind also will think very, very good way. But instead of reading Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, if you are reading it is unwanted paper, unwanted literature, then what will happen? The mind will think about, will become the very, very enemy. Then the mind, once if it is become enemy, then it will always give the distress. So just like for example, if you put the seed, and one seed, whatever you feed it, it will grow accordingly. For example, if a two seed is there, if you are pouring the water to the one seed, and if you are not pouring water to the another seed, what will happen? The another seed will die. Whatever the water you are pouring, that seed will sprout it. So similarly, if you keep on give the good association and good instruction to the mind, then what will happen? The mind will grow in a very proper and it is a favorable way. If you are actually associating with the bad people, and you know, associating with unwanted things, and associating with a newspaper and unwanted literature, then our mind will become enemy, then it will give a lot of suffering to us. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hari Om Tat Sat.